it's nationalized state-run education, because the NGA, the National Governors Association, and the CCSI then sponsored this initiative, and they used the work of various organizations, Achieve Incorporated, ACT Incorporated, the College Board, the National Association of State Boards of Education, and state higher education executive officers, as well as others. And much of the funding, of course, came from Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation at $173 million, the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, and others.
And the Gates Foundation, a lot of that funding ties into this longitudinal data system that we haven't heard a whole lot about.
Yes, and the longitudinal data system was one of the mandates of the American Recovery and Reinvestment, do I have this backwards, Act.
Right. One of the things that really concerned me, Cindy, about this was the funding of the longitudinal data system, which it seems like with the conversation we're having through PRISM, through the cell phone situation with Verizon, I would think that this would be alarming to more parents, to more Americans, this overreaching, draconian gathering of information on our children.
Yes, and so in Maryland, in 2010, the Maryland Longitudinal Data System was put into existence. It was created and established, and it may receive funds not only from state and federal grants and user fees, but it can also receive any other grants or contributions from public or private entities received by the center, which is established for this. So we were quick in Maryland, as we always are, because we really, Maryland, of course, is a front runner in the whole attitude that causes these kinds of programs. We were quick to set up what the stimulus 2009 required in order for states to get this money from the Race to the Top fund.
So what information are they gathering on these kids?
Test scores, discipline history, medical records, nicknames, religion, political affiliation, addresses, extracurricular activities, bus stop times, psychological evaluations, etc. It goes into a private database called InBloom, although I imagine there's much else. But again, the reason for any data, because I'm sure there's more data than what I've just named, is because now birth to career, birth to work is what this system believes it must manage and track for the purpose of the state being able to manage the behavior and choices of all Americans.
That is amazing to me.
It's amazing, but it isn't to me, because it's not a new program. It's just the next named, well-funded generation of what they've been doing for years.
And to me, this has nothing to do with education. This is just more of an erosion of the 10th Amendment. It's a larger federal government. It's eroding states' rights. And really, I keep coming back to this longitudinal data system part. It just seems like it's an opportunity to grab and store as much information as possible on the populace, and maybe you make it palatable to the American people that this is, you know, in the name of education. You and I are on the same page. The federal government has no role in education. I don't believe in the Board of Education. I'm a big fan of states' rights, and that the best governing happens at the smallest local level. I am trying to – you look at all of the privacy concerns out there right now. You look at confidentiality when it comes to medical records. I can't see how this is sellable to the American people, where you have financial information, health information. Is it just that people don't understand what is in Common Core? Is it they're dismissive of it? I mean, I don't know, Cindy, what it takes to rattle the cage that is the American people anymore. I really don't. I mean, I sit here and I scratch my head on this, and you look at Benghazi, the IRS situation, Associated Press, what's happening with the DOJ. I go one after another, and now you have this Orwellian power grab of our children, and it just the lackadaisy, nobody cares. I can't comprehend it.
Many well-meaning adults in and out of the education system actually believe government's doing the best it can. We've got so many problems that, after all, I guess government has to do that. And besides, my child's teacher isn't like this. This is not that's what they think. And this is not about individual teachers who may have personal sincerity, but it is about the role of government. And so causing people to question, wait a minute, are you not able to even read with your children and select which text they ought to read? And another thing about Common Core with that kind of question, because really I asked that question because we as adults ought to be thinking, wait a minute, Are they the only ones who can, quote, educate my children? Don't I teach them things?
Sure.
Can't I deliberately choose which things to teach?
Cindy, I keep coming back to this this information grab. I mean, when this first starts out, I mean, when I first looked at this, okay, and you know, I'll be honest with you, I've been trying to cover this story for weeks now, okay, and
yeah.
We keep getting sidetracked because of everything else. As I start reading up on it, I go, okay, well, and again, I don't agree with this, but gathering the information, I can see where they can make an argument. Again, I don't agree with it, but the information carries across state lines. You know, information makes the whole system more effective. Again, I don't agree with it, but at least I can see the sales pitch. And
right.
then as I start reading about storing health information, financial, where they are on a bus stop, does it start out at that level? Is it something that they're going to, you know, graduate into?
Well, see, they've already been doing that. And so, like, even in 2005, the Maryland legislature gave to the Maryland State Department of Education, by legislation, the authority to oversee the child care providers. Well, this was part of the MSDE's next phase in controlling, managing the birth-to-career input given to children. And actually, this is part of six priorities that are in the Race to the Top Fund, too. So, see, they don't miss a part of life. They use every part of life, and they are always working toward this belief that government knows best.
So this isn't one. I didn't mean to cut you off, mm-hmm. but this isn't one piece of legislation that went through the legislative process in Annapolis, and it was a yay nay vote on do you support Common Core, or was it?
Well, the Race to the Top Fund, as part of the ARRA of 2009, the stimulus,
right.
actually funded and described the next huge implementation and incentive. But along with that are these many other things. Again, 2010, the governor in Maryland, the governor's P20 Leadership Council of Maryland was established, which is a partnership between state educators and the business community to better prepare Maryland students for jobs of the 21st century. Now, who wouldn't want that? But see, these business partnerships.
And just to make sure people understand this P20 thing, that ties back into the data system.
It may. It may connect with it. Well, in fact, I'm pretty sure you are correct. But back in this year, 2013, in the College and Career Readiness and College Completion Act in Maryland, I can give you numbers, HB 830 and SB 740, that enhanced the authority of the P20 Leadership Council, because this is under the guise of creating people who are college and career ready. And of course, that sounds like something that you would be unreasonable to have a problem with. But it is their definition of what college is to be used for and their definition of what career ready means. But business owners are at a loss to know how to fight it. And it seems to them like, well, yes, this would be a good thing because the people I'm trying to hire these days really don't come up to speed.
So I guess the $60,000 question, what can we do? I mean, this appears to be appropriation bills, so I guess I can't go to referendum. Do we lobby our delegates and state senators? Or have we hit the point of no return, and this is the problem with not paying attention to what's going on?
And we could roll over and die because this is the situation in America, and so I say no. Now we know there's a problem. So this just happens to be one of many. So I would recommend that people do a variety of things. First, think about what the role of civil government should be, and then go lobby in that vein to your legislators and hit them hard. Don't accept their statements of, well, I didn't know it was in there, or you have to understand, I had to vote for that because everybody's doing it. No. When those legislators vote, if they don't know everything that's in that bill, then they are irresponsible for voting for it. People ought to also attend their county school board meetings. Many counties show their school board meetings online. You can even watch the archived videos.
Mm-hmm.
So you get informed in how this is being presented and talked about. People can go to the websites of the Maryland State Department of Education, MSDE, and their local county departments of education, school boards, to find what rhetoric, propaganda, PR is being put out about Common Core in this case and other things. Another thing is the PTA. People underestimate what the PTA does. Local PTAs in each school have board meetings. That's where the rubber meets the road.